with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the Fox show Cosmos Possible Worlds, astrophysicist Mr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Welcome to the show, sir. Always nice to see you.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. You still have your dimples. This is good.
So far, so good.
It would be a national emergency if one day you woke up and the dimples were lost somewhere.
I know. And then you know what? I've the curse has continued. Both my sons have them. So,
oh my we'll god! Listen, I wonder if is it? Can you insure them in Lloyd's of London or something? As they say,
it's a good question. You've now inspired me to look into that. That might not be a bad investment right there. Where are you zooming from today? Is that your home?
Zooming from New York City.
Okay, and that's where you reside.
Yes, that's where I reside.
Nice.
And by the way, this backdrop got raided in. Rate my background. Somebody's got a Twitter stream. He's rating everybody's Zoom backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
This got a 7 because they said we got ancient Rome on one side and IKEA on the other side.
I love
side.
It. I was just going to describe that. It's like Caesar's Palace on the left, and then you got IKEA do it yourself on the right. That's, you know what that's called? Balance.
He was disturbed by that.
He was disturbed. I'm happy.
I'm in the transition, like from one half to the other.
There you go. Yeah,
many are only listening to this, right? They can't see this video.
Oh, we'll put this up on the website.
Yeah, we'll make sure they see it.
We'll make sure they see it. There's a visual medium here. We'll definitely
thousands of years of history behind you.
Yes, I love it. So the new show, Cosmos Possible Worlds, looks a lot better than science class here. What kind of worlds are we talking about exactly?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for saying that. A lot of creative people, you know, contributed to this. So there's the writing. Andrian is the secret sauce of all three Cosmoses from 1980 with Carl Sagan and 2014 and 2020 that I have the privilege of hosting. She not only knows science, she feels science.
Ooh.
So as scenes unfold, you're not only intellectually stimulated, you're emotionally engaged.
Yeah.
And that's why I bet it's true for you and other. If you ever watch an episode of Cosmos, you're not thinking, I'm watching a documentary. You know, this is not the state of mind you have.
Well, I actually love documentaries. So, okay. So no, I do. And I feel good about myself too. Like I'm learning something. And
yeah, and it's true. That's okay. That's okay.
You know,
you do that. Okay.
Well, this too, I'm sure you're obviously going to be learning a lot and it's going to be entertaining. Would it be primarily for an older crowd or kids can enjoy it too?
No. It's one of the amazing things about Cosmos is, you know, it comes on in prime time and you put your 8-year-old to bed, you know, beforehand so you can like have peace and quiet and watch it. But then they wake up because they never go to sleep immediately. And then they look over your shoulder. What's that? Now, you can't send them back to bed now because it's science, right? So then they gather on the couch and all manner of children stay up late because the parents can't bring themselves to send them back to bed.
I like that, especially with online school right now. I'm gonna use that as a science class.
Yes.
I agree.
And so, and with Cosmos, one of the important threads that permeates all three incarnations of it is that there's always a sense of hope that we might, you know, become wise and gather our control over science and technology and use it to our benefit, to improve our relationship with Earth, our relationship to each other, so that we can become better shepherds of the future of civilization.
Well, science is always evolving too, isn't it? It's always a sort of work in progress because it seems like oftentimes we can't agree on science. Is that because it's always changing?
Here's the thing. That's a common thought, but it's slightly misconceived there. So there is science that has been established by experiment. That's in the books. We're done with that.
We know that. The trial and error. Got it.
We are not debating whether Earth is flat. Okay. That's somebody else.
It clearly is.
But that became a thing, so much so that people were too. Remember Kyrie Irving?
Of course.
That was a whole thing.
And now here's the thing. It's possible to think Earth is flat and still be an excellent basketball player.
Yeah.
In a free country.
Clearly, that's the case.
But there's some other categories of jobs you don't want the flat earther to be in charge of.
No.
People that are abject denial of scientifically established objective truths. So on the frontier of science, we debate all the each other all the time. Go to a scientific conference. There's some people who think scientists just like kicking back and agreeing with each other. They've never been to a scientific conference. People screaming at each other, not all the time, but people. The disagreements thrive at a scientific conference because out of the disagreement emerges objective truths.
Right.
And here's the difference. When two scientists disagree, either, let's say you and I are having a fight, either you're wrong and I'm right, I'm wrong and you're right, or we're both wrong. And we know that going into the conversation. But if you have two people who are religious fighting or two politics, then they don't have that same understanding of the truth that would emerge on the other side.
We were just
want to convert the other person.
You're exactly right. We were just having that conversation right now. So I love that.
Who won?
No, about how people don't, that approach about that or a lack thereof, I should say. You know, it's interesting because space travel is back in vogue right now. We're starting to see the first commercial space launches. What do you think is in store for the future?
Yeah, so first, there should have been commercial launches decades ago. It's sad that it took this long for private enterprise to have such a significant role in this adventure. So that's my first comment. Second, by the way, NASA has used private enterprise before. It's just that private enterprise didn't lead it. They were in response to the needs of NASA. Hmm. So for example, right out here on Long Island, just outside of New York, there's a town called Bethpage, where Grumman Aerospace used to headquarter. And you know what they built there? The LEM, the thing that landed on the moon, was designed and built there.
Oh, wow.
People to this day still walk tall and stand proudly with the memory. I had an uncle or an aunt who worked on that project. The entire community knows this, and they felt it. But the LEM didn't say Grumman on the side because taxpayers paid for it and NASA ordered it. Okay. What's different today is NASA says, oh, we want to go to the space station. Who? Anybody's got a ship?
Yeah.
We got to hitch a ride.
You got a ship, anybody? And so
that's hilarious.
So Elon Musk says, yeah, I got one. And so now we pay Elon Musk. It's still a business model.
Yeah.
But it's not a completely manifested space industry where you choose to go into space with your vacation money, rather than NASA going into space without tax money paying a company. So people are imagining a complete commercialization of space. Sure, but that's not going to lead us. That's not going to lead a space frontier, because a space frontier is expensive and dangerous. And it's a very short venture capitalist meeting.
I bet.
The head of that company. Where do you want to go? Oh, Mars. How much will it cost? I don't know. Trillions. Is it dangerous? Yes. Will people die? Probably. Is it a return on investment? I don't know. End of meeting.
Yeah, just go have exactly.
We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you on that. Is there other forms of life out there?
Probably. Only in the sense that if you look at what we're made of, the ingredients that comprise life, not just we humans, but all of life, it's everywhere in the universe. Everywhere.
Wasn't it Sagan who said we're made of star stuff?
Yeah, so the elements that comprise our body, most of them are forged in the cores of stars that have exploded, scatter that enrichment across the galaxy, out of which new generations of star systems are born. So I never liked the word stuff, but I can equally declare that we are stardust.
Wow, that's deep.
That has a deep consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So you look at the ingredients, you look and how many planets there are, how big the universe is. I'm all in for there being life elsewhere in the universe.
See, I love hearing that, especially since I'm developing a UFO show right now.
You are, okay.
Yes.
With anyway, just be clear. I don't know what you do on your own time with your UFO. Let me just say, just never forget what the U stands for.
Unidentified.
Yes. Okay. So here you have people seeing something they don't recognize in the sky.
Hence, unidentified.
Weird. Unidentified. Then they say, it's a UFO. I don't know what it is. Therefore, it must be aliens visiting from another planet. Right. You just said you don't know what it is.
Right. Exactly.
You just said that. You cannot say, I don't know what it is, and have the rest of that sentence be, therefore, it must be anything.
Yes.
So whatever you're doing behind it, whatever you're doing, just remember that.
I will remember that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but it's aliens,
and
right?
I wanted something else while you're making your show.
Yes,
while
sir.
You make it, you want, just while you're there. Don't make me cross through here.
We're going to have a little cameo from you, sir.
Don't make me show up in your studio.
Okay.
No. So also consider that today, what's the latest number? Is it 6 billion videos and high resolution images are uploaded to the internet every day?
Wow.
And so how is it that we don't have really good photos of aliens? They're still just fuzzy. Why? Where's the alien walking off the ship coming ready to shake hands with you? I'm going to stream that. Okay.
Especially with the quality of camera. You figure we did a decent shot. I agree.
Especially. Where's that kind of evidence? And I got nothing against the alien. We all want to meet the alien. I'm cool.
See?
Just give me better evidence. By the way, all kinds of, the Air Force now calls them UAPs. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon. Mm. It's really UFO. I don't know why they did that.
UAP, they're trying to get the baggage.
Sounds fancy.
Carve their own little niche there.
Carve their own little niche, that's okay. But they should all be investigated for sure. But that's not enough. Just because they're out lights you can't explain is not enough.
Right.
Me to say these are aliens coming to visit us. And why are all the aliens only visiting the military cameras? Right. How about everybody else's camera?
They're patriotic.
Yeah.
They're patriotic.
They're patriots, these aliens. Congrats on the show. That sounds awesome. And
thank you. And it's like I said, it's got brilliant set designers and visual effects artists and music all combined to feed all of your senses to bring you to bear on Cosmos' possible world. It's not just are there other planets out there, but what is the future of Earth as a world to consider?
Yeah.
Will we shape it the way we want it to be, or will we be the engine of our own demise? Those are two different worlds on Earth.
That's something you want to tune in to for sure. I want to make sure I get to this is a fun fact here. You have an asteroid named after you and a species of frog. So what gets more play at parties?
that is kind of rare, actually.
I mean, I gotta say you're the first one.
I don't know. I'm the first one I've met for whom that's the case. But Darwin surely has a species named after him, and there might be an asteroid. Because there are a lot of species and there are a lot of asteroids.
Yeah.
And they dish them out, So I have a species of leaping frog. Ooh. So apparently it's rarer to get a species of a sort of macroscopic vertebrate. There's still a lot of sort of bacteria that need names and things like that, or spineless, worms and things. So I could have gotten something like, frog is kind of cool, right?
Yeah, frog's super cool. I love frogs.
Totally cool. This one exists in the Indian subcontinent, and it's Tysoni indirani.
Tysoni indirani. Okay. Yes. All right.
Or Indirani Tysoni. I forgot the sequence of that. And the asteroid is 13123 Tyson. And I double check, make sure that's not headed for Earth, because you don't want to have that name.
That would be the worst.
That'd be a major monkey wrench.
Yeah.
Ruin your whole legacy.
There's an episode of Family Guy where, was it Bart discovered a comet and it was headed towards Earth? And then people came and torched and burned down his observatory.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He likes that one.
Well, luckily we won't have to
have your name on that stuff.
We won't have to burn down your IKEA Rome place.
No. Mr. Tyson, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers. You ready?
I'm ready for you.
Favorite TV show you've binged during quarantine?
I and not enough of it, but I'm behind on my Mork and Mindy. Not Mork and Mindy.
Throwback, I like it.
I think we're all behind on that.
Nanu. I love Mork and Mindy.
What's the show with the guy who travels through space time?
Quantum Leap?
No, it's a cartoon.
Cartoon, space time.
Space time, Quantum Leap. I'm about to come. Wait, now I'm curious.
Got me a question. Hang on.
Is it Morton something?
No, I got it. That's right. So I binged on, and I'm embarrassed. I haven't gotten all the way through yet because I'm busy, but I'm binging on Rick and Morty.
There it is.
Yes. Okay, good. Okay.
Rick and Morty.
All-time favorite scientist?
Oh, Isaac Newton, clearly. A head and shoulders. No one is even a close second.
Love that. Celebrity crush growing up?
Wow. I wouldn't call it a crush so much. I want it to be Mighty Mouse.
That's the best answer we've ever gotten.
Here I come to save the day. Mighty Mouse is awesome.
Mighty Mouse would sing opera en route to...
En route to save someone? Little opera?
Save somebody. Here I come. And I said, it's not a crush so much as what I want it to be when I grew up, before I discovered astrophysics.
And last question, who plays you in your life story?
Oh, Denzel, of course.
Yeah. Right? That's classic casting right there.
As we both get older, he can't play me as a young person anymore. So, I don't know the next crop coming up. I have to look at the young ones that always get cast in a high school movie.
Sure.
Right? And then they grow up and you say, hey, they were in that movie from back then.
Yeah.
I got to take another look.
Okay.
Maybe maybe Denzel's son.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That'd be some great casting. He's good actor.
He's good.
Too.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
No. Will Smith's son.
Okay. Okay. There you go. You got choices.
I would stick with Denzel.
Stick with the Washingtons. I like the Washingtons. Such a pleasure. Again, congrats on everything.
Three questions? That's it?
That's it. We're good. We're good.
Okay, let me. Three questions back to you. What's your favorite planet?
My favorite? Earth?
No, Pluto.
Good answer.
Pluto.
Good answer.
Pluto. Pluto.
Earth's my
Don't
favorite.
Don't say Pluto in front of me. And if you had a superpower, what would it be?
The ability to transport myself.
Teleportation.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Or clone myself. Because I want to be at different places at different times.
Teleporting
Same
clones.
Bank account, though, but just cloning myself.
Are you going to keep all the clones in a stable somewhere?
Code. Yeah, that's just like...
same access code.
Yeah, same access. It's like employees. Come on. Can't all share the wealth. All right.
All right, dude. Keep it going.
Thank you.
We love watching you, you know, and I see you. I'm in a hotel, and there you are. Tell me what movies are on.
There you go. I appreciate it. Well, you're the best. Thank you so much. Watch Cosmos Possible Worlds Tuesdays on Fox. Neil, thanks for checking in. Hopefully we'll see you in person.
Thanks. On
with Mario Lopez.